Reform Voices of Torah, Union for Reform Judaism, Shabbat, June 11, 2016, 5 Sivan, 5776, Bamidbar, Numbers 1:1 through 4:20, Haftarah, Hosea 2:1 through 22, Devar Torah, Reduced to Numbers, Do We Count? By Rabbi Joseph A. Skloot. In the novel, The Book of Numbers, written by Joshua Cohen, we read, were they people? Not to the principal. Not even employees? They were more like digits, widgets, sprockets, more cogs on the command chain. This passage brings to mind a recent occurrence. Incredulous, that's how I felt. After requesting and then learning my Uber passenger rating, you see drivers get to rate and rank you too. 4.8? That's it, I thought. I've never been impolite or unfriendly. I never cancel a request after submitting one. What reason could there be for denying me a full 5 stars? Once again, here was one small example of the many ways each of us is reduced to numbers as we go about our postmodern lives. Please enter your account number, followed by the pound sign. The world knows us by our SSN numbers and PINs. Job performance and health are quantified and compared. We rank and rate universities, restaurants, wine, cars, and even dates. As the novelist Joshua Cohen writes in his devastating send-up of postmodern life, The Book of Numbers, point is, we're all made differently of the same ones and zeros. It goes without saying that qualification makes large amounts of data easier to categorize and understand. But it also has the effect of obscuring beauty, individuality, and difference. We have only to think of the Nazis' practice of tattooing numbers on our parents, grandparents, or great-grandparents, and we shudder with horror. Perhaps the dehumanizing quality of quantification is the reason Jews have generally frowned on counting people. I remember my Orthodox Hebrew school teacher counting our class by whispering, not one, not two. In fact, this concept goes back to the Babylonian Talmud, where Rabbi Isaac taught, it is prohibited to count the Jewish people, even in order to do a mitzvah. See Yoma 22b. Then again, in this week's Torah reading, Parashat Bamidbar, God instructs Moses to take a census of the whole Israelite community by their clan, by their ancestral houses, according to the number of names of every male, head by head. See Numbers 1-2. The parasha goes on to count and compare the male populations of the various Israelite tribes. Nachmanides, in his commentary on this parasha, see Numbers 1-18, suggests that Moses never, in fact, counted the people directly. Rather, every Israelite male came before the tribal chiefs with a shekel and declared his name and tribal affiliation. The chiefs grouped the shekels by tribe and then counted them, yielding an accurate census of each tribe, perhaps. But this interpretation rings apologetic. More interesting, however, is Rashi's commentary on this parasha. Rashi turns the whole idea of taking a census on its head. For him, this isn't an act of bureaucratic expediency. Rather, he writes on Numbers 1:1, out of God's love for them, he counted them often. For Rashi, counting doesn't dehumanize or obscure. It's an expression of love and care, one manifestation of God's protection and devotion to God's precious treasures. We don't normally experience counting in this way. More often than not, to be counted is to feel, as Cohen writes, more like digits, widgets, sprockets, more cogs on the command chain, robbed of our identities. Yet, Rashi's interpretation of our parasha reminds us what we all know deep down. We are much more than the numbers assigned to us. We are much more than ones and zeros and Uber rankings. We are all precious treasures, worthy of love and affection. We count. Rabbi Joseph A. Skloot is assistant rabbi at Washington Hebrew Congregation and a doctoral candidate in history at Columbia University. He is chair of the CCAR's Worship and Practice Committee.